Living Well. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Sugar and Spice. To find treatments for devastating diseases, researchers are going old school. By Lance Fraser. Science is often described as forever marching onward, but in the search for treatments for chronic illnesses, we're circling back to what we already know. For hundreds of years, the thunder god vine has been used in traditional medicine in China, Japan, and Korea. Easy to grow and widespread throughout Asia, the vine contains triptolide. Extracts have been used as anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, and immunosuppressant treatments, making it what Jun Liu calls the explosive part of the guided missile. What was needed was something to help the missile target cancer cells. As it turned out, that's sugar. Liu, who is professor of pharmacology and molecular sciences at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, says most cancer cells have an appetite for glucose to sustain their rapid growth. His research group found that adding sugar to the extract not only increased the substance's ability to target cancers, but by refining that focus, reduce the harm to normal cells that is a side effect of many cancer treatments. While we've thus far only studied the substance's impact on prostate cancer, we feel it can be made applicable to most cancer types, Liu says. Meanwhile, at Vanderbilt University, Wellington Pham, an assistant professor of radiology and biomedical engineering, is studying spices as a possible Alzheimer's treatment. Curcumin is a natural product found in turmeric, a staple in Asian kitchens for centuries. Pham found that an easily formulated analog of curcumin can enter the brain, bind with, and destroy the protein plaques linked to the destruction of neurons caused by Alzheimer's. The problem is that our body has designed a blood-brain barrier to protect the brain from toxic molecules that can destroy the brain's neurons. I decided to formulate it into an aerosol, he says. Inhaling the substance delivers it to the lungs, then directly to the bloodstream, and then to the brain, going directly to the part of the brain impacted by Alzheimer's. Their curcumin derivative binds to these clusters of protein/plaque material and destroys them. Another disease that affects people as they age is age-related macular degeneration, AMD, a condition in which cells at the back of the eye are no longer able to process images in the center of the eye. AMD has no known cure, afflicts some 10 million Americans, and can eventually lead to blindness. Aparna Lakaraju, an assistant professor of ophthalmology and visual sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has found the drugs currently on the market to treat depression can neutralize the chemicals causing degeneration within the eye. According to Lakaraju, immune abnormalities beneath the retina result in macular degeneration. The damage begins with injury to a layer of cells beneath the rods and cones at the back of the eye. These cells contain immune proteins charged with protecting the eye from disease-causing organisms. The light-detecting cells in the retina need these proteins for survival, but the cells are not replaced during the organism's lifetime, she says. So we had to look at what keeps these protective cells healthy and what causes them to go awry. As we age, debris is deposited within, above, and below this layer of cells. Trapped in the protective layer by this debris is cholesterol, which is important for cellular functioning, but too much can damage the surrounding cells. Lakaraju's study found that the chemicals in a commonly prescribed antidepressant can reverse these cellular traffic jams. Her group found additional support in a study by two researchers in the school's Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences, which found a link between long-term use of these antidepressants and a reduced incidence of AMD. Sadly, these are all considered new approaches because so many clinical trials of promising new drugs have failed, says Lakaraju. The number of new drugs approved by the FDA per $1 billion spent has been declining steeply, so it makes sense to first find out what causes the disease, identify promising drug targets, and then find drugs that have documented safety profiles for those targets. Chronic health issues, especially those that come with age, are multifunctional, with many causes, the number of causes increasing the further the disease progresses. Lance Fraser is a California-based writer specializing in health and medicine, science, nature, and the environment. Winter not the end for Zika? The good news about the coming of winter is that the generation of adult mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus is expected to mostly die off. The bad news? Researchers at the University of Texas Medical Branch Institute for Human Infection and Immunity say the virus can be passed down via larvae, which can survive winter and produce the next generation of mosquitoes when the weather gets warmer. Not all larvae will be infected, and study co-author Robert Tesh told Contagion that it doesn't mean there are going to be a lot more new cases, but it does mean that prevention and treatment efforts remain important. For now, Americans should continue following the CDC's advice, mainly practicing safe sex and avoiding mosquito bites. www.cdc.gov/Zika. Beyond better hearing. Are you ready to improve your quality of life? Can better hearing make you feel better about yourself and life in general? The answer may be a resounding yes, based on a recent study conducted by the National Council on Aging, NCOA. For years, researchers have known there's a strong connection between untreated hearing loss and a number of negative feelings, including anxiety, paranoia, isolation, loneliness, and depression. The NCOA study, which surveyed 2,300 adults, 50 and older, revealed that 30% of individuals with untreated hearing loss reported feelings of sadness or depression lasting 2 or more weeks versus 22% of hearing aid wearers. Paranoia was more common among non-wearers, 23%, compared with wearers, 14%. The NCOA study found significant quality of life enhancements in several key areas among respondents who received hearing help. Also, family members reported an even higher degree of improvement than the wearers themselves. Are you ready to do something good for your hearing and your quality of life? An Amplifon hearing healthcare provider in your area can help you make it happen. Learn more at www.amplifonusa.com/legion or call 1-877-822-7087 for an appointment.